AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury selection resumes Thursday in Donald Trump's New York criminal case. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there today.
Throughout the day, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Seven jurors have been seated so far. This week, the White House is expected to impose new sanctions on Iran in response to last weekend's aerial assault on Israel. Members of the Senate will be sworn in as jurors in a possible impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after receiving two articles outlining what the House says are high crimes and misdemeanors against him. A court document says New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez may blame his wife when he goes to trial next month on corruption charges. This is ABC News. Police in New York City are searching for four suspects they say shot four people, killing one of them. The victims are shot by gunmen riding on the back of scooters.
The perpetrators wore masks and hoodies to block their identities. And then they fled on the scooters.
NYPD Chief Benjamin Gurley. Even without the help of Apollo, the flame that will burn at the Paris Olympics has been kindled at the site of the ancient games in southern Greece.
Cloudy skies prevented the sun from igniting the silver torch, so an actress dressed as an ancient Greek priestess used a backup flame that was used at the same spot during the final rehearsal. From the ancient stadium in Olympia, a relay of torchbearers will carry the flame more than 3,000 miles through Greece until the handover to Paris game organizers in Athens on April 26th. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks prepare for the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks holding practice sessions, getting ready for game one of their best of seven playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. Did the Bucks take their foot off the gas in their loss to Orlando, knowing they would host game one in Milwaukee? Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Somewhat, but a little different. You know, listen, we didn't play well down the stretch. Had a lot of stuff going on. And then mentally, I just think, you know, when you know you're in, you know you got home court. I don't think that we handled that very well. And we just got to keep playing until we get to the fourth round.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 7-3. It's the first time this season Milwaukee's lost two games in a row. Starting pitcher Joe Ross held San Diego to just one run until things fell apart in the fifth.
I was sick the way that happened, just because Ross is throwing the ball so well. You know, broken bat hit, bloop hit, infield hit.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some showers and even some rumbles of thunder. It will stay breezy with lows in the lower 40s. Showers and storms around for your Wednesday. That east wind coming around to the northwest, gusting up around 25, highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
Wednesday on Matt and Air On Air, we talk about plastics in Lake Michigan and public cervix announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, is he going to make it through the trial? People are starting to wonder. Donald Trump keeps, like, closing his eyes. You know, it's a, I'm an old man here. I'm 77. Too many hamburgers? Is it a hamburger fog? Cheeseburgers. That's it, right? Who knows? Anyhow, we got a lot to talk about today. Bill Barr, the Republican Party's master fixer for decades, exposed. Also, looks like Maine is joining the Interstate Alliance to elect the president by popular vote. And a hate alert. Why is Tom Cotton suggesting protesters have their skin ripped off and be thrown off the bridge? Sounds kind of Pinochet, fascist, kind of Mussolini-like to me. I don't know. That's just me, maybe. I'll tell you about that. In fact, we have a clip of it. Also, an honest assessment in the second hour of our program, an honest assessment of white rural rage is long overdue. I wrote about this last week, and the guys who wrote the book, White Rural Rage, and me in my article were both just like mercilessly attacked for it. They're fighting back, and I'll tell you about that at the top of the second hour of the program. And also in the second hour of the program, why are French youth telling pollsters that they are enthusiastic about signing up to fight in Ukraine for Ukraine? This is fascinating, an absolutely fascinating story. We'll get into that in the second hour of the program, too. In the third hour of the program, our single guest for the day, Sabrina Hake of the Hake Take over on Substack, is going to be with us. Is the arc of justice finally bending against big oil? Now, this could be very big news. And a Hutter the Farmer's World alert, good German schools come to America. So a lot to talk about today. I want to start out with, the story that was, this was kind of the lead story for Rachel Maddow's program last night as well. It's getting around. Something she didn't mention, which is how I start my article, is, you know, Congressman Jim Jordan wanted revenge on Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan District Attorney, for prosecuting Donald Trump, you know, for the case that he's facing right now. He threatened Bragg with oversight, dragging him before his committee, threatening him with contempt of Congress, putting a right-wing target on Bragg's back by publicizing him to draw sharpshooters from as far away as Wyoming or Idaho, and facing the possibility of going to jail if he didn't answer Jordan's questions right. Jordan, James Comer, and Brian Steele, three chairmen of three different committees, wrote to Bragg, quote, "By July 2019, federal prosecutors determined that no additional people would be charged alongside Michael Cohen. Your apparent decision to pursue criminal charges or federal authorities declined to do so requires oversight." In other words, we're going to drag you before committees, Mr. Bragg, D.A. Bragg. You know, they were furious that Bragg would prosecute Donald Trump for a crime that the Department of Justice had decided back in 2019 didn't really need to be prosecuted. But why didn't Bill Barr's Department of Justice proceed after they had already put Michael Cohen in prison for a year for delivering the check that Donald Trump wrote, that Donald Trump authorized? Donald Trump was the guy who slept with Stormy Daniels, not Michael Cohen. And Donald Trump was the guy running for president whose campaign would have been badly affected had Stormy Daniels come out and told the truth to the public, as she tried to do via David Pecker and the National Enquirer. Had she told that story, Hillary Clinton would have become president. I mean, there's pretty much no doubt about that. You'll recall that there was this collective, you know, gasp just a couple weeks before the election when the Access Hollywood tape came out. And a lot of evangelicals just started backing up and going, whoa, we hadn't realized how crazy this guy was. Well, if that had been followed in quick succession and it wasn't just talk, because the big excuse was, oh, it's just locker room talk, you know, it's just locker room talk. And, I mean, even Melania came out and said, oh, it's just locker room talk. He talks like that. Don't worry about it. He doesn't do that kind of thing. Well, it turns out he does. And had Stormy Daniels and Kieran McDougal and the doorman, for that matter. This is another person who's going to be testifying in this trial. There was a doorman at the Trump Tower who was going to write, who, you know, went to the National Enquirer and said, I got a story to sell. And the National Enquirer paid him off to catch and kill the story. And his story was that he had personal knowledge of a woman who had been going up to Trump Tower to sleep with Trump and then brought the baby and said, this is his baby, to the doorman. So, you know, it's like, had that stuff come out, Donald Trump would not have gotten elected. That evangelical vote would have melted away. I mean, keep in mind, he only won by 44,000 votes in three states. He won the Electoral College. I mean, he lost the popular vote by over 3 million votes. So why didn't Bill Barr's Department of Justice proceed after they'd already put Michael and Cohen in prison for a year for delivering the check that Donald Trump wrote, signed, and asked him to deliver? Well, it turns out that according to Jeffrey Berman, the lifelong Republican and U.S. attorney appointed by Trump to run the prosecutor's office in the Southern District of New York, he wrote a book called Holding the Line, published in September of 2022, about his experiences in that area. And in that, he came right out and accused his boss, Bill Barr, of killing the federal investigation into Trump's directing and covering up that conspiracy in order to influence the 2016 election. The Washington Post noted when the book came out, quote, Berman says Barr stifled campaign finance investigations emanating from the Cohen case and even floated seeking a reversal of Cohen's conviction, just like Barr would later do with another Trump ally, Michael Flynn. Barr also intervened in the case of another Trump ally, Roger Stone, to seek a lighter sentence than career prosecutors wanted. This is why Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg had to pick up the case if the crime was going to be exposed and prosecuted. After all, this is the crime that literally turned the 2016 election to Trump and away from Hillary Clinton. And without it, all the polling and most political scientists argue that Hillary Clinton would have been our president for at least 4 years, and Trump would have retired into real estate obscurity. But Bill Barr put an end to Berman's investigation, according to Berman. The DOJ pretended to be investigating Trump for another few months, then quietly announced that they weren't going to continue the investigation. The news media responded with a shrug of the shoulders, and America kind of forgot that Cohen had committed the crime for which he spent a year in Rikers Island at the request, at the demand of his boss, Donald Trump. I mean, typically when somebody, like, if you hire somebody to kill your husband or wife and they do it, you're going to go to jail too. You paid for the job, right? You commissioned the crime. Trump commissioned this crime. He should have gone to jail. Now, in 2023, the New York Times picked up Bill Barr's cover story and ran with it, ignoring Berman's claims, even though he was the guy in charge of the Southern District of New York. The article essentially reported that Maine justice wouldn't prosecute because Cohen wouldn't testify to earlier crimes, Trump might have been ignorant of the law, and that the decision was made by prosecutors in New York and not by Barr. It's pretty thin stuff. Incomplete testimony, ignorance of the law, that doesn't stop prosecutors from prosecuting people. But the story stuck and the Times ran with it. By contrast, this is what Berman wrote in his book. This was the guy who was the lead prosecutor in the Southern District of New York. He wrote, "While Cohen had pleaded guilty, our office continued to pursue investigations related to other possible campaign finance violations, including by Trump. When Barr took over in February 2019, he not only tried to kill the ongoing investigations, but incredibly suggested that Cohen's conviction on campaign finance charges be reversed. Barr summoned Rob Kuzami in late February to challenge the basis of Cohen's plea, as well as the reasoning behind pursuing similar campaign finance charges against other individuals, including Trump. The directive Barr gave Kuzami, which was amplified that same day by a follow-up call from O'Callaghan, was explicit. Not a single investigative step could be taken. Not a single document in our possession could be reviewed until the issue was resolved." And then about 6 weeks later, Kuzami returned to D.C. for another meeting about Cohen. He was accompanied by Bill Barr. And summarizing the story, Berman wondered out loud exactly why Bill Barr had sabotaged extending their investigation. He says, "But Barr's posture here raises obvious questions. Did you think dropping the campaign finance charges would bolster Trump's defense against impeachment charges? Was he trying to ensure that no other Trump associates or employees would be charged with making hush money payments and perhaps flip on the president? Or was it part of an effort to undo the entire... was the goal to ensure that the president could not be charged after leaving office?" I would answer yes. "Or was it part of an effort to undo the entire series of investigations and prosecutions over the past 2 years of those in the president's orbits, Cohen, Roger Stone, and Michael Flynn? In retrospect, the answer appears to be yes to all of those." And that wasn't Barr's only time subverting justice while heading the Justice Department. Berman says he also ordered John Kerry investigated for possible prosecution for violating the Logan Act. Now, the Logan Act says that as a private individual, you can't interfere in foreign policy. You know, like Trump telling Mike Johnson not to provide aid to Ukraine. Which, by the way, just parenthetically, Mike Johnson says he's going to have a vote this week on aid to Ukraine. I strongly encourage you right now to call your member of Congress and say, pass that aid to Ukraine. The telephone number for the congressional switchboard, particularly if you're represented by a Republican, is 202-224-3121. So anyhow, this was just the latest Bill Barr outrage. I've shared with you before how Bill Barr bailed out George H.W. Bush when he was, facing the possibility of going to prison for having participated with Ronald Reagan's campaign. Bill Casey was running the campaign at the time, the former, who then was made CIA director by Reagan. And then when Casey said he was going to testify that Reagan, blew up the hostage deal, suddenly he had a seizure in his office at the CIA, got taken to Walter Reed, and they removed the part of his brain that controls speech. He was literally rendered speechless. The head of the CIA. It's pretty incredible when you think about it. So anyhow, Bill Barr up to his eyeballs once again as the GOP's master fixer for at least the last 30 or 40 years. It's an incredible story, just incredible. By the way, Donald Trump submits the details on securing bond. This is getting interesting. I'll tell you about that after the break too.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Maine and the Interstate Alliance to elect the president by the national popular vote. A lot of stuff to tell you about, and then I'll pick up your calls, so stay with us.
From Birchwood Sawyer to Poplar, County's choice for news, Buzz Talk in the North. 910 the Buzz AM, of the North. WBZH. 910 AM, WBZH. Your home for talk in sports.
Talk Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capital Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs and Bluey and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. A couple of quick stories. Number one, Maine, Democratic Governor Janet Mills just let the bill become law without her signature. That adds Maine's 4 electoral college votes to the National Popular Interstate Compact, Popular Vote Interstate Compact, NPVIC. I wrote about this about 2 weeks ago when the Maine legislature passed this, and it's now officially law. Republicans almost unanimously opposed that legislation. The compact's 18 current states, which includes Washington, D.C., so it's 17 states plus D.C., currently have 209 of the 270 electoral votes needed because Republicans have typically opposed the agreement, writes Stephen Wolf for Daily Kos Elections. Because Republicans have typically opposed the agreements, its ultimate passage will likely rely on Democrats winning power in several more states. That could happen by 2028 as there's a tough yet real path to victory. Compact moved closer, they note, or Steve Wolf notes, to the 270 mark last year due to Democratic-led drives in Minnesota, which added 10 electoral votes to the compact, and in Nevada, which took the first step in a multi-year process to add its 6 votes. That will happen by 2026. Michigan, the state House committee, advanced a bill to add their 15 electoral votes to the alliance. The Senate, however, has yet to take action. The House has been tied since November after 2 Democrats were elected, but there's special elections for those seats on Tuesday. So that's today, actually. So that could move forward, too. Meanwhile, Donald Trump submitted his bond. You'll recall from this kind of, interesting bank guy out in California, the guy who makes his money, harassing people with phone calls when they don't pay their high-interest auto loans. And Letitia James was saying, you know, that ain't right. The guy doesn't have enough collateral, and quack quack quack. So they had to submit their information by midnight yesterday, and they did. And according to some observers, it still may not work. They say the $175 million bond is collateralized by $175 million in cash held in a Charles Schwab account. But the Daily Beast reads that Knight has a first priority lien on the Schwab account. So it's getting weird. I mean, it's entirely possible Letitia James could be going after Trump's property soon.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Interestingly, this story is getting almost no coverage in the media because everybody's following the jury selection blow by blow. But this is a big deal.
From your Birchwood to Poplar, station for news, this is talk, the Buzz of the Norths. 910 AM the Buzz of the Norths. 910 AM for news, talk, and sports.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives. Yeah. My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury selection resumes Thursday in Donald Trump's New York criminal case. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there today.
Throughout the day, the lawyers questioning the jury pool, looking to root out potential bias. Lawyers also scrutinizing social media accounts. Trump's attorney asking one man about a 2017 Facebook post where he wrote of Trump, "Get him out and lock him up." Judge Juan Merchan agreed to dismiss him from the case.
Seven jurors have been seated so far. This week, the White House is expected to impose new sanctions on Iran in response to last weekend's aerial assault on Israel. Members of the Senate will be sworn in as jurors in a possible impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after receiving two articles outlining what the House says are high crimes and misdemeanors against him. A court document says New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez may blame his wife when he goes to trial next month on corruption charges. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There will be no meeting of the powerful Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million for PFAS cleanup in Wisconsin. Governor Evers says Republicans on the panel chose not to show up.
Am I angry about that? I'll just speak for myself. The answer is yes. We should absolutely be getting that money out the door. It's there. And by the fact that the Republicans on the committee are no-shows means that more people are going to suffer.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. Donald Trump's Wisconsin campaign director in 2020 will lead the Wisconsin Republican Party this election year. Andrew Iverson takes over as executive director. In 2020, Iverson pushed unfounded allegations of widespread voter fraud. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some showers and even some rumbles of thunder. It will stay breezy with lows in the lower 40s. Showers and storms around for your Wednesday. That east wind coming around to the northwest, gusting up around 25. Highs reaching the lower 50s. It's 42 at our studios.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. Two quick stories, and then I'm going to pick up your calls here. The first, the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments right now about a federal law that says that if you disrupt an official proceeding of the federal government, you go to jail. Now, this is the law under which most of the January 6th protesters, rioters, whatever you want to call them, insurrectionists, seditionists, have been charged. Excuse me. And it is their defense lawyers who are arguing this before the Supreme Court. But it's also the law under which two of the four charges Donald Trump is facing in Judge Judge Chutkan's court, you know, the criminal felony trial of Donald Trump for trying to overthrow our government. So, according to the Washington Post, and I quote, the Supreme Court seemed deeply divided Tuesday over a challenge to a federal law that prosecutors used to charge more than 350 people who were part of the pro-Donald Trump mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol. Several conservatives expressed concern about giving prosecutors broad power they suggested would allow the government to target peaceful protesters or hecklers who disrupt a court proceeding. Other justices seem to back the government, while some are interested in finding a way to limit the government's discretion to apply the statute in a way that might still allow the January 6th cases to proceed. The defense lawyers say that the prosecutors improperly stretched the law. So more than 100 people have been convicted of this, and like I said, two of the four charges Trump faces are based on this law. Tanya Chutkan, thank you. So it's entirely possible that the that by the time Donald Trump gets to Tanya Chutkan's court, January 6th case, that he'll only be facing two charges instead of four. Keep an eye on this. Their decision will, in all probability, not come down until June. Meanwhile. Fascist much? You know, fascism, the absolute core of fascism is violence. Fascism and violence, you know, go together like peanut butter and jelly. And you pretty much can't have fascism without threats of violence. It's the cardinal characteristic of fascism. And so when you hear Republican politicians saying, oh, yeah, we should just rip the skin off these people, or we should just, you know, throw them out of helicopters, or just toss them off the top of a bridge, you pretty much know you're listening to a fascist. Case in point, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton.
I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's the way we'd handle it in Arkansas. And I would encourage most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
Yeah, take matters into your own hands. Just throw those protesters off the bridge or rip the skin off their hands. What kind of ass talks like that? A fascist ass. Need I ask? All righty. So what's on your mind here today? Oscar in Los Angeles. Hey, Oscar, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good morning. Hey, you mentioned something. First of all, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
I think your show is great. you mentioned something, and again, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but during the State of the Union, I'm kind of going back because I've been trying to call in to talk to you. During the State of the Union, you mentioned that Viktor Orban visited Mar-a-Lago and that sometimes these guys bring a diplomatic ouch that nobody could see.
That's correct.
Has anybody ever thought about maybe, you know, Trump receiving some kind of passport in order to escape? Because I don't see Trump handling jail very easily. And most of the time, most dictators and fascists, they run. I mean, it's been proven through history that they run. And if he's in another country where they're going to give him immunity or you know, they can't extradite him back, he could create a lot of havoc from someplace else as well. I just want to bring that up because I don't know if anybody's ever thought about that.
Yeah, there has been some speculation about that. It wouldn't require Viktor Orban bringing him another passport. With a U.S. passport, you can go pretty much anywhere in the world, including Russia. My guess is that if Trump were to flee, he would probably flee to Oman, where they are building a $5 billion complex right now that includes a new Trump hotel. It's going to be interesting to see, to see what happens. I'm guessing, though, that Trump is betting that one of two things is going to happen. Either one, some Trump follower, some, you know, dyed-in-the-wool QAnon hardcore MAGA believer is going to lie his way onto the jury or her way onto the jury and then hang the jury, which would get Trump off. Or that even if he's convicted, because he's a white guy and a billionaire and in his 70s, he's not going to actually get time in jail like Michael Cohen did. Instead, he's just going to get like home confinement with an ankle bracelet for a while, and a whole lot of exceptions from that to be able to go out and campaign. So I think he's figuring the worst that's going to happen to him is that he'll be inconvenienced. We'll see, Oscar. But you know, it's a good question. It's a legitimate concern, I think. And I think you were right to raise it, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Oscar, for the call. Roger in Maple Valley, Washington. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
Awesome. Professor Tom Hartman, I highly respect your opinion. I am educated by you daily, so I so appreciate you getting my call so fast. I believe that Trump has been the most dangerous president in history. However, he was enabled by another horrible president. And it's been my belief that in 1913, Woodrow Wilson got together with J.P. Morgan and Carnegie et al. On Jekyll Island to be able to enable the corporatization of America. Yesterday, you mentioned that some people are intending to be sovereign citizens, and you mentioned criteria where their names were in all caps, etc. This has to do with that. I need you to straighten me out on my belief. I love our country. I love the freedom of religion that is provided to us and allow migration to be encouraged, etc. However, I have evaluated that there has been an effort to corporatize of America so that corporations can be persons. And that in order to support political parties to sway elections for lobbying, money to Supreme Courts and lower courts, and I believe that when they weren't able to give corporations personhoods, so instead, they enabled people to be corporations. And that's why, back in 1913, all people were designated to be in capital letters when it comes to voting. They wanted people to be corporations so that there could be communication and to increase this possibility of fascism in the United States.
Yeah.
All caps on birth certificates, all caps on driver's licenses,
yeah.
All our names.
Roger, I got it.
Yes.
I got
yes.
it. This is one of the more bizarre and untruthful conspiracy theories that has been promoted for, you know, probably 5-6 decades now in the United States. It's become part of the QAnon epistemology. And but it's, you know, much loved by the sovereign citizen folks, and it's complete BS. Americans are not corporations. America is not a corporation. Corporate personhood was first established in 1815 in a Supreme Court decision called Dartmouth v. somebody. I forget who it was. Might have been the U.S. Which the Supreme Court recognized that a corporation had the corporate personhood, not human personhood, but they had to have some sort of status in order to pay taxes and to be sued and to own land. And so they acknowledged, so in 1815, the Supreme Court recognized Dartmouth, which at that time was actually a foreign corporation, as a corporation. Corporate personhood went a big step farther beyond that in 1886 in the Southern Pacific Railroad case, and then, you know, became and then corporations achieved the rights of persons to, you know, under the Bill of Rights in 1978 in the First National Bank versus Bilotti Supreme Court decision. But none of that has to do with whether your name is in all caps or not. That's completely irrelevant. It's meaningless. It means absolutely nothing. And, you know, that's it. I mean, you know, corporations were given rights by the Supreme Court that, in my opinion, they shouldn't have. But this whole theory that people are corporations and America is a corporation and you can get out of it and you don't have to pay your taxes if you just, you know.
I am very upset that corporations have such a sway when it comes to elections and buying.
I'm with you, but that has nothing to do with 1913. That has nothing to do with the creation of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was created in order to stabilize the currency of the United States. It's our federal bank, and pretty much every country in the world has an equivalent of that. You pretty much have to. You know, the problem was that when we were on the gold standard and all those things were being handled just by the Treasury Department, as the economy grew, the country had to have more and more gold in order to have the currency grow along with the economy. If the currency couldn't grow as fast as the economy, then the problem that you encountered was that that the currency would have to become more and more valuable, and that would cripple the economy. You'd have what's the equivalent of deflation, and uncontrollable strengthening of the currency. It's the opposite of inflation, you know, or deflation. This would be deflation. It's the opposite of inflation, and you know, that's basically why the Fed came into being. And you know, I'm not a huge fan of the Fed, but if we did away with the Fed tomorrow, we would drop into a depression like you ain't never seen before. I mean, it would just be a disaster.
It's just that I'm highly upset about fascism, and I don't want to drop into the fascism aspect as well. So I really appreciate your input on that, and thank you for at least quelling
You're welcome. Take a deep breath. It's you know, people have been filling you with or trying to shovel BS at you. You can relax. Roger, appreciate the call. It's 47 minutes past the hour. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
Well, actually, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
From Birchwood to Sawyer County's choice for news, the talk buzz in the north. 910 AM of the north. 910 AM WBZH. News, talk, and sports.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like...
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right. Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Matt and Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy are getting the best. With ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom at 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Jeff in Cambridge, Minnesota. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to KTNF.
I wanted to question something about the multi-state compact.
Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota's...
genius all of a sudden, but yeah, I felt it was kind of skewed a little bit, but the one that got me, though, and I think of your dad when I see stuff like this. You talk of your dad, you know, going into it with World War II. It says, number 30, have you ever considered yourself a supporter or belong to any of the following? The QAnon movement, Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, Boogaloo Boys, and there's that six-letter word that George Carlin never, ever uttered, Antifa.
Right.
They're lumping Antifa with this.
You know, what's surprising is they didn't add Black Lives Matter to that.
You know, I'm laughing here like a fool. I always say, when they talk Antifa, I always say June 6th, 1944, Omaha Beach, Normandy. Yeah. The forces of Antifa landed. And you talked a number of times about your dad regarding this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that when something becomes weaponized, now I'm going to ask you something about the word liberal. I try to use myself and try to have others use the word progressive instead. Mm-hmm. Through the years, I've asked people that are, you know, political or not even that political, to define liberal. And they'll say things like, well, anything goes, or do what you want, whatever feels good. And, you know, it can have a negative connotation about it.
Well, Rush Limbaugh has spent the better part of two decades trashing that word, which is when Bill Clinton stopped calling himself a liberal.
Yeah, there you go. Things get ingrained. I was watching a video a while back on, you know, a YouTube clip. These are two diehard atheists talking about God. And they said the word he more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's baked into this God.
Right, which raises, you know, the question, does God have a gender? Does God have a penis? I think not.
But, yeah, I definitely think not.
Or if so, probably it's a nurturing female rather than a dominant male, you know, or a dominant
male. That would make more sense. If you're going to go that route, that would make more sense.
Well, where do we all come from? We all came out of a woman. All of us.
I know.
You know, the earth is arguably a woman. Subject. You know, it gives birth, you know, life, all life, you know, comes out of other life. It's all,
right.
This is all female stuff. And I think one of the great triumphs of organized religion over the last 3,000 years has been reinventing God as a man, because most Aboriginal indigenous religions view, you know, their female deities are very, very important. Paul, I'm out of time, but thank you for the call. Great talking with you. We'll continue the conversation and picking up your calls. And, I got a couple stories here for you, voter suppression and neoliberal bullies. But, the trial is on another pause. They keep going back and forth. But basically, they're just picking the jury, and that could last as much as a week or two.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com.
Bust in pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in